dirty laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun. It's Saturday, 11 p.m. Central. It's Dirty Laundry with me, Gel Magic. And joining me today to air all your dirty, dirty laundry is Tony Batman from A Entertainment News. Hey! How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I want to introduce you. So tell me a bit about yourself. How did you get into the adult entertainment, and did you start off in that, or was it something that you really accidentally fell into and loved it ever since?
I was a DJ at the strip club by accident, and that's how I got started into the adult entertainment industry. And then I met my ex-wife at one of the clubs, and we went out to Los Angeles and became porn stars. And then we got divorced, and I started going on tour, clubs and everything with other porn stars. And then I wrote my own show called the Screaming O Club Show, which is a show about orgasms.
Hey!
So now I tour the country and do this show about with fake orgasms and blowjobs and things like that. And I put it all down on a company I started called A Entertainment News, which covers anything that's sexy, from music to porn stars to clubs to nightlife to sex.
Yay! So, are you single? My kind of guy.
I'm a little far away. I'm in Florida in the United States.
Yeah, I know.
Like, you travel a lot.
You know, I always get over there. I try and get over there at least once a year, sometimes twice a year anyway.
Well, you'll have to tell me the next time you come over. We'll have to find out where you're going to be. We'll go out and party.
Hey, we will. Do you want the first problem?
Okay, let me hear the first problem.
Okay, and I'm going to say it exactly how they've written it, okay? Sometimes I'll do a little funny accent, but...
Well, your accent is completely funny to me the whole time, so go ahead.
Okay, this is from Caroline, and she says, I don't know where to start. I've been married to Kevin for 7 years, and I like to think that we're happy in all departments of our marriage. But recently, he's requested something really sick. I don't mind sexy lingerie, even leather, or letting him do it to me doggy fashion. Who says that, doggy fashion? While I'm getting the children's tea. That's dinner, by the way. We call tea dinner. Yeah, dinner tea,
okay.
Should I say.
Okay.
But no, he wants me to wear a heavy chainmail waistcoat and have fur surgically grafted onto my feet and learn to speak with a West Country accent. This is complete bull. Up to now, I've agreed to his demands, but I'm worried what this new fantasy could lead to. What do you think?
I'm gonna agree with her on the sick part. I don't think I would have anything surgically attached to me just to have proper sex with someone. It sounds like she's agreed to a lot of his requests, and it almost sounds to me like he's trying to push her as far as he can just to see where it's gonna stop. Maybe this ought to be the part where it stops.
Yeah. Well, my reply to that, because I did read through these earlier, my reply to that is it's pervy hobbit fancying. This distressing condition affects 3 out of 10 men who have been exposed to Peter Jackson's film trilogy, The Lord of the Rings. Sadly, there is no known cure, but you could try introducing a sheep into your love life, as this has worked successfully in New Zealand.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, I'm not quite sure about that. I don't know. What do you really think that would be good sex with the fur on the feet?
I don't know. You know, it's something to grab hold of, isn't it? You know, for doing the reverse cowgirl.
Can you imagine him being on top of her and looking up and seeing the fur, like, by his ears?
I don't know, you know. Some guys get off on that. Yeah, I've never, ever gone without shaving my legs for some guy. No guy has ever requested that I don't shave my legs for anything.
Thank goodness. No, I'm a big fan of shaving and smoothness.
Yeah, exactly. Do you want another one?
Okay, let's have the next one.
Okay. This is Kaylee who writes in. She says, "My fiancé and I had sex for the first time and it was just wonderful. My concern is that it lasted for over 5 hours. And after he would come, he would be hard again in 1 or 2 minutes and then come again. And he just kept on coming and coming and coming. I thought it was because that was our first time. But it's been like that every time since. Will it hurt him to be erect for that long, or should I just enjoy it?" Lucky bitch!
Well, she is a lucky one, and I don't see where the complaint would come in. If it hurt him, he would stop. I think that's good. You know, they do say that if it's erect for longer than 6 hours, that you need to call a doctor.
Well, yeah.
So he's right under the limit, so that's good. And if this is naturally happening to him without any stimulation or pill, then she should just chalk it up as lucky. And I think she's already messed up by letting the other girls know that she has that.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say that my advice would be to stop having sex with him immediately and ask him to make an appointment to see me as soon as possible.
Exactly.
Oh, this is fun. I want to get one from a guy. Actually, a guy. This is something that a guy wrote into me about. And he said, "Does smoking affect erections?" He said, "Because I seem to be getting the flop on a lot." Flop on is what we call, you know, soft dick. Yeah. "Seem to be getting flop on a lot. Does smoking affect erections, your ability to stay hard?" Obviously, it does. But do you think it does? Do you smoke?
I do smoke, but I like to smoke after my hard on. That's the common way to do it. It does affect it. Because it messes with your blood system and of course your blood flow that goes down there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the better your blood flows, the bigger and more blood you can get down there. So that's good. If it became a problem, you should give up smoking right away, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
I mean, what's more important? What's a better addiction? Really, really, really good sex or smoking?
Sex.
I'm thinking the sex.
I mean, the only thing that I smoke is cock. In fact, the advice that I would give him is maybe, yes, it does affect your hard-on, or either that or your dick's getting floppy because it's getting a bit jealous because you're not giving it as much attention as you used to do, and you need to wank it furiously, or you need to get yourself a good girlfriend who's good at smoking cock, and then it'll solve his problem.
There we go.
Good smoking there. Yeah.
Oh. I can never blame the girl.
No. another guy also, it seemed to be like erection problem week, because another guy said that he has a problem, but he made a joke about it, and he said that he used to get, when he was like 16 years old, he would get a stonking great hard on. And now he says he can bend it in half with two fingers, and he just said, "And my finger's getting stronger." I'm like, oh, you're making your own jokes my. Now.
it does change with age, right? I mean, come on, but if you can bend it with two fingers, obviously there's something wrong with the length of it and the hardness.
I know, exactly. I've got one from the USA now, Catherine.
Uh-oh. Okay.
She says she's been married for 2 years to her fourth husband. Her husband seems to be very interested in sex, i.e. internet pics, magazines, chat rooms, watching dirty movies. However, she's not getting any sex. In the past 15 months, she says she can count the times she's had sex on one hand. She's had 2 facelifts, liposuction, Botox, and lost nearly 5 stones in weight, and she waxes regularly. They've talked about it a little bit, but she feels she's at the point where she's begging him. She says, "Is it me? I love my husband with all my heart. What should I do? I am really gagging for it and need some help."
Well, she needs to gag on him, I think. and then if it's still a problem after that, I mean, I don't know any guy that I've ever been around that will complain about the woman giving him a blowjob.
Yeah, I know, but maybe she's just too ugly still. Maybe he needs to put a bag over her.
We could have seen a picture, but still, all blowjobs are good blowjobs if they're from girls. That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm. Maybe she should hire a gardener and make one of those sexy tapes with him while her husband is away, and then replace his porno in the player with that one. See how he feels about that.
High five for that one. A virtual high five. Wait a minute. There you go. Did you hear that? That was me flapping your hand.
Oh my.
I'm going to play a track now. What music do you like? You choose.
Oh, I think I like anything. So I can get into anything. What kind of stuff are we going to hear?
Whatever you want.
Well, let's hear since we're across the pond from each other. Let's hear what's popular in your area right now, and let's see if it's the same as popular over here.
Well, I tell you what song keeps getting played a lot. That Rihanna and Eminem one, "Love the Way You Lie."
Yep, that's very popular over here as well. So that
put that in.
We're so far apart yet so close together.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe but I still fight. While I can fight, as long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off of love, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer, I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me and I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. It's so insane, cause when it's going good, it's going great. Superman with the wind in his back. She's Lois Lane, but when it's bad, it's awful. I feel so ashamed. I snap. Who's that dude? I don't even know his name. I laid hands on him. I never stoop so low again. I guess I don't know my own strength.
Just gonna stop.
You can barely breathe when you're with him. You meet and neither one of you even know what hit him. Got that warm fuzzy feeling, yeah, them chills used to get him. Now you're getting fucking sick of looking at him. You swore you'd never hit him, never do nothing to hurt him. Now you're in each other's face, spewing venom in your words when you spit him. You push, pull each other's hair, scratch, claw, pit him, throw him down, pin him. So lost in the moments when you're in him. It's the rage that the culprit controls you both. So they say it best to go your separate ways. Guess that they don't know you, cause today, that was yesterday.
Just gonna stand there and watch me burn. Well, that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. Well, that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean. Then we fall back into the same patterns, same routine. But your temper's just as bad as mine is. You're the same as me. When it comes to love, you're just as blinded. Baby, please come back. It wasn't you, baby, it was me. Maybe our relationship isn't as crazy as it seems. Maybe that's what happens when a tornado meets a volcano. All I know is I love you too much to walk away though. Come inside, pick up your bags off the sidewalk. Don't you hear sincerity in my voice when I talk? Told you this is my fault. Look me in the eyeball. Next time I'm pissed, I'll aim my fist at the drywall. Next time, there will be no next time. I apologize even though I know it's lies. I'm tired of the games, I just want her back. I know I'm alive. If she ever tries to fucking leave again, I'ma tie her to the bed and set this house on fire.
I'm just gonna stand there and watch me burn. But that's alright because I like the way it hurts. Just gonna stand there and hear me cry. But that's alright because I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie. I love the way you lie.
Dirty Laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun.
So I just played Eminem and Rihanna and Love the Way You Lie, and I'm back with Tony Batman, and we're gonna have a little bit of a talk now about strip clubs. Yeah,
let's do strip clubs, because there might be a difference. Now here in the States, the strip clubs vary from state to state. Say, mm-hmm. Down in Miami in Florida, the strip clubs are wild. It's naked, and the girl gets right on top of you with her naked body, and you can have all the alcohol and drinks you want. Yet in
really?
The Midwest,
really?
Wisconsin, you're not allowed to have a drink if the girl is naked, or if you're drinking alcohol, the girl's not allowed to get naked or touch you. So it's so different here. And now how is it near you? How are strip clubs near you?
Okay. Well, we don't call them strip clubs, love. We call them gentlemen's clubs.
We used to say gentlemen's clubs, but they're too wild now. It's just wild and crazy now.
Yeah. well, it depends on, well, pretty much how you're saying with the different states and the different rules and everything. It's the different counties here, or the different cities. Each council that like runs the town has different rules. And some towns you can only take your top off, and some you can go naked. But either way, you cannot touch the guy that's having the lap dance. You can't even put...
Really?
Like, I used to get on the floor.
I'm sure you did.
But the booths are private, you see. You don't have any of this, like, out in the open. You have a pole, but you're not allowed to get naked on the pole. You have to keep...
Well, that's a good thing, because you leave those... You leave the how do you say, the juice on the pole there, and the next girl has to touch it, and it's... I don't know.
Yeah, but it makes it even easy to, you know, spin around then, because it's nice and lubed.
A bit slippery and wet, yes, and it's easier to slide.
Yeah, now, lubricated.
Now, do you think that there's sex going on in the strip club or the gentleman's club there?
No, not at all. No, because
definitely not?
Yeah, well, all the places that I've worked in, there isn't anyway.
Well, some of the places I've worked in, there is.
Well, maybe the doormen need to be changed then.
I might get special treatment because, I come in with the show and I'm sort of the star, so I'm not quite sure if that's allowed when I'm gone, but I have a really good time in there.
Yeah, I bet you do. You dirty boy.
I don't know if those are the real rules, but I like the rules that I get.
Oi, I like to play by my rules. I'm sure you like to play by your rules too.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll combine the rules and clash one day.
Yeah.
We'll have a battle of the rules.
We will. But anyway, as I was saying, you're not allowed to even touch a guy. But I used to do this thing where I would get on the floor. I would get on the floor and I would open my legs and put my feet on either, you know, the guy's thighs, basically. But I'd be on the floor and I'd be like stimulating masturbation and like, ooh, kind of, yeah. And
wow.
I got told off for doing that just because my feet were on the guy's thighs. I got told off for doing that.
That's very strict up there.
Yeah. And But like I say, I mean, you're not allowed to go naked or even topless on the pole. But I like that because in the UK it's different. You're not throwing money at the dancer in the UK. You actually give it to them when you go for a private dance. You give it to them before you have the private dance, you know, in the little booth. And
Very nice.
So you're not throwing money on the stage or anything. So I used to say to people, I don't like going on the pole because it's a freebie for them. It's giving them a freebie. <thing.
laughs> Yeah. Yeah, so things are very different in different parts. Like you say, in the UK, they don't throw the money on the stage. In the US, they throw the paper money, the dollar bills on the stage. Mm-hmm. And then they also pay again when it's time to go back for the private dance.
I know.
But in Canada, and when I do the clubs up in Canada, Toronto, Montreal, and there, they have $1 and $2 coins, loonies and tooties, and they throw those at the girl while they're on the stage. Mm. Now, can you imagine? You're on the stage and guys are throwing coins at you.
What if it gets you in the eye?
It happens.
Or in the cunt. You get it in the slot there.
So they have these little buckets that they carry up in Canada, and the guys are supposed to toss the coins in the bucket. But, you know, there's drinking, and a lot of gentlemen's club guys are not really gentlemen. So sometimes they just they hit the girl with the coins. It's very odd. Very odd up there.
Well, it's better than throwing a brick, isn't it?
I've like got... the caveman days when they, you know, they hit you on the head with something and it shows their love and appreciation.
Of course it does. Of course. Anyway, I've got Nicole from Texas says, I recently walked in on my husband while he was masturbating. I didn't actually see his hideous thing, but he was watching a filthy movie on his computer as I walked in. He casually asked me if I would like to help him finish. I was so embarrassed, I mumbled something about wishing I wasn't having my period and rushed out of the room in tears. I know some sick men masturbate, but I'm shocked that my husband of 10 years does it and wondered why it took this long for me to stumble upon his perversion. Did I react in the right way, or should I just leave him?
Oh my.
They've
done a study. A national study, and I believe it's 98% of men that masturbate. So if everybody left their husbands because of that, then there'd be a lot of single and divorced people out there.
Yeah, but the other 2% are lying bastards.
And they're lying, yeah. Or they can't get it up to do it even for themselves.
Well, maybe they need to get a fist in their ass or something. That'll do it for them.
Now.
No, but seriously, I mean, oh my God. I know it's like unbelievable that people actually write in these problems, but they are real problems. And
right,
it's unbelievable. You just think, I mean, they say that America is the land of the free, don't they? It's not, is it? At all.
Apparently not in Texas.
Not in most states, come on. In some states, it's illegal to give a blowjob, isn't it?
Yes, yes, I do a show called the Screaming O Show. It's a show with about sex toys and orgasms, and it's illegal for me to do that show in the state of Alabama in the United States because it involves involves giving away sex toys. So and sex toys are illegal in the state of Alabama in the United States.
Yeah, because you're burning hell if you have a sex toy.
Anything that vibrates, I guess you're not allowed to have in the state of Alabama because you'll go to hell.
Yeah, you will. You're burning hell with all the whores and all the drugs and everything. Because I'm going to hell. I'm going to hell because all my friends are going to be there. You know, I might make a bit of money.
I hope the chips are good there.
Yeah. They're the size of dinner plates and my cunt can take them. Oh my God, talking of blowjobs, I've got another one here. This is funny.
Oh my.
Okay, this is Nikki from the UK. She says, I feel like I need to do a voice for this one, by the way. Okay, don't laugh. In fact, you can laugh if you want, okay?
I'll wait till you're done. Here we
okay,
go.
Okay, ready?
Please tell me I'm not the only girl who feels this way. I've been with my only sexual partner for over a year and I've never performed oral sex. My boyfriend keeps asking me, but the thought of putting his penis in my mouth turns my stomach. I have no problem touching it or rubbing it, but I can't put it in my mouth. I tried putting a penis-shaped dummy in my mouth at a party once, and I had no problem. The very thought of oral sex with my boyfriend makes me physically ill. Is this normal?
That's it. Did you understand that?
Very good voice. Yes. And yes, that's very normal, sweetheart. For every girl, that's boyfriend that's cheating on her, because he is cheating on you. If you're not doing it, he's cheating on you. I'm going to tell you right now. How about that? There's your problem. Your problem is you're making your boyfriend cheat on you.
No, I think as well as that. Yes, because you're right. I think maybe he's got a bit of a hygiene problem. Maybe. Because if she can actually put something shaped like a dick in her mouth, but as soon as she gets her face down there, it makes her feel physically sick, maybe he's got a bit of a discharge coming out of it or something like that, or maybe he's not cleaned the cheese off it.
Well, that's very disgusting, yes. And then in that case, I don't blame her. He doesn't deserve one. And that's advice for all the guys out there. If you want that constantly, you have to be clean, you have to groom, and you have to make it appealing, or else it's not going to happen for you.
No. not at all. Is there anything else that you want to discuss today, Tony?
Well, now I'm thinking about these blowjobs. Thank goodness.
Really? You're thinking about blowjobs? Okay, well, there was another letter that I read, actually. Someone wanted advice on giving the best blowjob.
The advice?
Yeah, they want advice on giving the best blowjob.
Well, I've never given one, but I'll tell you what most guys... I'll tell you what most guys like. To actually act like you like doing it. Not like it's a chore. That's probably the main thing, is that you... Make it so you like doing it, and it's not a chore, because you can tell when you really don't want to be down there, and it makes it feel different, and it's also really good if you have real beautiful eyes to stare up.
I was just gonna say eye contact, lots of eye contact, and lots of spitting on it and licking it and looking up and going
Exactly. You see what I mean?
Yummy. Come eat my tummy.
And don't make that pain face if it ends up in your mouth.
Maybe
that's
spit my money bill out then. You said that. What did you say? Don't make the what face?
Well, you're feeling good. You're at that moment. You're at your climax. You're having a great, oh my God, this girl's doing this for me. It's excellent. Oh, this feels so good. I'm having a great day. I'm just going to make a great day for me. And then you look down and she makes that little pain face. And you're like, oh, she didn't even like it. And then it just it changes everything.
I think you've been with the wrong girl, love.
You never know. I'll keep trying them until I get the right one.
So you mean she has a blowjob face that's the same as an anal face? like that, oh no, it's going to hurt. Oh! You know, that.
Yeah. Well, it's all in your mind, and if you think it's going to hurt, it will.
My advice for anal sex is lots of coke. I never said that. Oh. I don't advocate the use of drugs. Much.
All you have to do is have some drinks and relax a little bit. It's all about relaxing.
It is, yeah. Rub a bit of coke on the little hole and numbs it. Not that I know.
Yeah, I'm sure you've never tried that before.
No, never. I'm thinking about it now, thinking, you know, stuff it in there. Oh my.
Just send me a picture of that. I can post it up on TonyBatman.com. I would love to see that.
Oh, the videos and the pictures I've got. Woo!
Send a few over. That would be awesome. Yes. And now, Are we out of problems?
I'm just going to say, moving on. Skip that subject.
I didn't have a problem right now myself.
Really?
The anal talk, I don't know. It just some sort of got to me. Okay, moving on.
I've got Nicola from South London says, this is so fucking stupid, by the way. But anyway, I may sound stupid. Yes, you do. But I was wondering. But I was wondering if I could get pregnant by my boyfriend if we had sex around the time of my period and he didn't put his thingy inside me or like squirt anything and we used a condom and I didn't sit on the loo after him or anything. It has been like really doing my head in and I just want to know if it is possible. Please write back ASAP. That is how she said it, by the way. You know, that's exactly how she wrote it. Dumb. So,
well, if she's having sex like that, then there's no need for ASAP because obviously they can't be doing it too much. Because that sounds rather boring and you wouldn't want to do it too many times a year.
The funniest thing is, I didn't sit on the loo after him or anything. She thinks she can get pregnant by sitting on the toilet seat. Oh my God. It's like,
sex.
Oh my God.
There must not be a lot of sex education over there.
Well, not in South London, no. I don't live in London, by the way. I've got the brains. I'm up north. Well, I just think she's unbelievably stupid for thinking it's possible. And I would strongly suggest she has nothing more to do with her boyfriend and starts masturbating. Not only will this reduce the chances of her getting pregnant to almost zero, but it will prepare her for the career for which she's so eminently qualified, which is a total wanker. That's what she's going to be. She's going to be a total wanker. What a complete tool, though. What a complete tool.
Can you imagine her at the Gentlemen's Club?
I'm not going to get
pregnant,
am I?
She'd walk around thinking she's pregnant 3 times a day.
You what? What?
I touched the pole, I think I'm pregnant.
Oh my God. I slid up the pole. My ass accidentally touched the pole. I think I'm going to get diarrhea. It's
like... Imagine it's like... going to the doctors and worrying about everything, touching everything in there. Was there a penis in here before me? I think I might get pregnant if I go in the doctor's office. Yeah, that's some people, and that's a perfect candidate for someone that should not breed and reproduce.
Exactly. So therefore, she shouldn't even be going anywhere near any dicks or
toilet
seats.
No, lock yourself in a room and how do you say be a wanker over there?
yeah, be a dirty little wanker.
But take pictures and send them to us, please. We have to have our fun too.
I'm gonna play another track now. So is there anything that you would like? Because I'm just gonna search for it and I'll play it for you.
There's a new song out that's been playing over here in the States and I've been hearing it in clubs all over and I really like it. It's called Porn Star Dancing. Ooh. You guys had that one over there?
I've not heard it, but I'm gonna look for it.
My friend Cassandra, Jessica, wanna play ball. Mandy won't share her friend Miranda. Doesn't anybody live at all? Amanda won't leave me empty-handed. Got a number from a bathroom stall. Brandy just brought way too much baggage, and that shit just gets old. But I got a girl who can put on a show. The dollar decides how far you can go. Around her legs, and I'm sitting right by the stage with this porn star dancing. Your body's
eyes to stare at, but I want girls gone wild.
But I know a place where there's always a show. The dollar decides how far you can go with.
She wraps those hands around that pole. She licks those lips and off we go. She takes it off nice and slow, cause that's pole star dancing. She don't play nice, she makes me beg. And she drops that dress around her legs. And I'm sitting right by the stage with this pole star dancing.
Your body's lighting up the room. Now I want a naughty girl like you. Let's throw a party just for two. You know those normal girls want to
dirty laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun.
And that was Porn Star Dancing by blah blah blah.
Blah blah blah. Submission never been blah blah blah.
I've got someone from Kentucky. Baby Cakes, they call themselves. And they say, what do people in Kentucky talk like? Oh, they're southern, aren't they? Accent.
All right, first, real quick, I'll give you the accent and see if you can pick it up, okay? Kentucky, y'all, yeah, this is Kentucky. We from Kentucky in the mountains, and I understand that people in Kentucky in the United States are allowed to sleep with their sisters and cousins and stuff.
Okay, then. Well, is it possible?
You got it.
My name's Baby Cakes, and I want to know, is it possible to get your virginity back? Is there any medicine available that will help my thingy to regrow over my pussy?
Only in Kentucky in the United States would you get a question like that.
Oh my God, I've got an even better one, but answer this one for now.
Doctors do have a rejuvenation procedure that they do on porn stars all the time to make it more peach-like, like it started when it was 18. But I don't think that will give you your cherry back.
No. I thought that there was something where they could, like, put a little thing of skin, you know, a little film of, like, as if, like, sewing a hymen back in. But I'm thinking, why would you want that? Why?
What the heck?
Why don't you just shove a diaphragm up there and, you know what I mean? Pretend that bouncy thing is your hymen.
All right. Well, here, let me talk right to her real quick, because I'm sure she's listening right now. Yes, there's something you could do to get that back. Go and find your brothers and a couple of your cousins and have sex with them, and it reverses and you become a virgin again.
I thought you were going to say go and ask your brother for it back. Excuse me, Billy Ray. Can I have my virginity back?
There's our second candidate of the evening for somebody that should not reproduce.
I know. Mike says, oh God. I'm not going to do a bloke's voice, but I went with a couple of prostitutes in Amsterdam last month. And since then, I've had some shooting pains in my penis and crushing pains in my testicles. I'm convinced I have contracted something, as the pains are very bad. But when I went to my GU clinic, all the tests for STDs were negative. I've been back a load of times, but each test shows up negative. I'm really in terrible pain, and even my wife says I'm a hypochondriac. Please help me. What do you think? Have you ever heard of an STD that gives you shooting pains in your dick and crushing pains in your testicles?
Yes, there's plenty of them that make that happen. And maybe you should go to a different doctor or something. Because there's an old joke that if you go with a girl that you don't wrap it up properly with, and you don't know her very well, and fire shoots out of your penis when you pee, that, you know, something's wrong.
Yeah, but he went to Amsterdam, and the very clean over there, they always use condoms.
Yes, yes, I think he's lying. Maybe he's doing it himself. Maybe he's, how do you say, wanking it too much.
Or maybe, because he's admitted his thing to his wife, he's admitted what he's done to his wife because she's saying, oh, you're a bloody hypochondriac. And maybe, while he's sleeping, she might be squeezing his bollocks and probably rubbing pepper on his dick or something, just to give him a bit of payback or something. I don't know, maybe.
Maybe. Maybe she's giving him acupuncture in there while he's sleeping.
Ooh, ramming something in his japs. Woo! Ew.
Maybe secretly he likes the pain that's going on there, and he wants it to continue. That's why he keeps testing negative at the doctor.
Maybe. Yeah, he likes it because they put a cotton bud up there, don't they, and everything. Maybe he likes that. Maybe he's just some sick bastard who likes things shoved up his japs eye. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, and when it stops hurting, maybe he has girls step on him with high heels and pointy shoes. And
ooh.
Okay, let's move
ooh.
On. Let's.
Ooh. It's got me wet.
Wait a minute, where'd that come from? Oh, that was my idea. Hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's I don't know what's wrong with him, but I'm pretty sure something there's something inside there that's making that happen. Unless it's all in his head.
I've got a really silly question now, as if I've not all been silly.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy from Michigan says, how long can cum live on the street? If a girl accidentally stepped on some cum that a guy had left on the sidewalk with her shoes and later accidentally touched the bottom of her shoes with her finger and then fingered her pussy, could she get pregnant?
Wow. What
like,
street are these girls walking on?
I know, it's like, I want to be on that street because, you know, I have, one of the things that I want to do, not that I've not fucked in the street because I have plenty of times, but I've always wanted to fuck down an alley or something and have some guy wanking off watching me. I've never had that happen, so I hope that this street is one of those streets because I'll find that street and I'll go down it and fuck.
But make sure you're wearing the proper shoes so you can pick up the cum off the street afterwards.
Oh, yeah, I'll get it on my heel and I'll make my guy suck it off. Yeah. I'll make him choke on my heel like he's sucking a dick.
Now.
Oh, the stories I could tell you. Oof, the things I've made boys do.
It's getting crazy over there. I don't know. Do you think that could ever happen? I'm sure that you can't get pregnant by getting that on your finger. And,
not with dried cum, no.
But unless I think, and I could be wrong about this because I'm just guesstimating, but if it got on a piece of chewing gum and the chewing gum was on your shoe, and then I think it can live longer in chewing gum than it can by itself. And then there's a possibility you could get pregnant. But if it's red chewing gum, then I'm pretty sure that it's almost guaranteed that you have twins from the pregnancy. there's a stupid answer for one of the stupidest questions I've heard.
Stupid question. Exactly. Do you want me to tell you about my cum licking story then? And heels.
Of course.
It incorporates heels and a guy licking cum. Right, well, okay. I went to a swingers club.
Uh-oh.
And I went with a guy friend and a female friend. And we went there, and it was so funny because typically swingers clubs, you think they're going to be full of ugly couples, don't you?
Well, typically they are. Where I come from.
Right, anyway. We went to one. It was the first time I've ever been to a swingers club, but I'd been wanting to go to one for years. But everyone that said they would go with me chickened out and said, oh, no, I don't want to go now. Anyway, I went with a male friend of mine and a female friend. We walked in, and me and my friend Nikki were the hottest chicks there, obviously.
Obviously.
And we walked in, and I have this rule: I don't fuck anyone unless they pay me. Basically. Yeah. So, because
decent rule.
because that kind of like that rule couldn't really apply in the swingers club, you know. I changed my rule, and it was like they had to perform a task in order to do it. So, first guy, I was in the locker room, and I had I've got like loads of pairs of shoes, loads of stripper heels as well, and these gorgeous leopard print 7-inch high heels. Oh, anyway, this guy said, "I love your shoes," and I said, "Thank you." And he said, "Can I lick on them later? What do they taste of?" And I went, "Well, the taste of shit and blood from the guy whose arse I fucked with them earlier on." And he said, "Nice." So later on, we're in the bar, which is like, you know, an open bar kind of thing. And everyone was in the bar area. And I'm sat there and the guy comes up and he said, "Do you want to go into a room with me?" And I went, "No, you've not sucked my heel yet." So I stuck my leg up in the air and everyone's in the bar watching. And he started sucking my heel and I went, "Harder, make me feel it." He's like, "Sick."
Oh,
no. I went, "Choke on my fucking heel." And he's there and he's like gagging on it. And then I said, "I think you've earned your fuck now." And walked off into a private room and everyone gathered in this room to watch us. And I'm there and I'm like proper like humiliating and going, "Is that it? Is that all you've got? I can't even fucking feel it," and all this, you know. And then he yanked the condom off and came all over my tits. And then there's this little Italian guy who'd been like eyeing me and my mate up all night. And he said, "Can I now? Can I now?" And I went, "No, you haven't performed a task." And he went, "What then?" And I went, "Lick, he's come off my tits." And everyone who was there, it's like the whole club was looking, crammed into the room looking. And they went, and he licked
just couldn't see anybody doing that.
He did, seriously.
He
did, and everyone was like, "Oh my god!" And their hands are over the mouths, and it was. But just because he wanted to fuck me, and I was like, "Yay, awesome!"
Now the girl that he came with, I wonder if. Well, I guess she didn't mind kissing him because
he was
she
on
got
his
a
own.
Bunch.
No, he was on his own. That's the thing. That little guy had come on his own.
Oh. And now over here, you cannot go on your own.
Really?
You have to come with a girl, or you cannot go.
Well, that's really strange because they do have nights like that. They have like. You know, they'll be open like from Monday to Saturday and then probably close on a Sunday. But each night of the week, they have a different night. They'll have like either all couples or it'll be single girl night and couples or single guy night and couples. They'll have different rules. And you know that you can go, if you go as a single guy, you pay the same price as what a couple pays to get in, basically. So the women get in for free. Basically.
Yeah, so, the women are always free because there's never enough women to have sex with, so.
But anyway,
so
that was awesome.
They need the women. I feel bad sometimes, and I feel like I'm breaking the rules because it's a lot of times it's a couples, mm-hmm. and most of the time it's like a husband and wife. Mm-hmm. I'll find a friend to go with me, a horny girl friend, and then we'll go. And as soon as we get in the rooms, we scatter off away from each other and just start going.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do anyway, isn't it?
Well, yes, the other people are couples, though, and we're not really a couple. We're just going
well,
to have a
bunch of sex.
Well,
I wasn't a couple with those two. I wasn't a couple with those two. It was just my mate. So, you know. I didn't even...
I feel like we're cheating that way.
No, but do you know what? The funniest thing is, because my mate wanted to fuck me as well, I didn't even fuck him.
See? Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
So
I'm sorry, I know you. I can't do this.
No. I'd fucked him before that, like years before, but
oh, okay,
I didn't fuck him that particular night, no. Oh god. I'm giving it all away now, aren't I?
Yeah. See, and apparently you don't do that.
I'm a good girl, I am.
Give it away, I mean.
No, I don't give it away. No, not at all. There's a charge for that, love. Seriously.
How funny.
But it's true. Because it's true.
I give it away all the time.
And I bet you do. And that's why you know what a stinging cock feels like. Because you've been putting your little wiener in holes where you shouldn't be, haven't you?
No. This is not true. No, there is a screening process. You start with the visual inspection, and then and then there's a texture inspection with the finger, and then a slight taste inspection with the tongue,
mm-hmm.
and only after all those inspections are passed can you have the penis. We have rules here, you know.
Do you?
Being a man whore, there has to be rules. I've learned a few things from Ron Jeremy. Now, I go on tour with Ron Jeremy a lot, and I'll always be number two to him, which is okay, because that's not a bad number two to be in the world.
Does he still pull, though? Does he still get the ladies?
Yes, the 5-10 of them every weekend we go somewhere.
Oh my god! Does he pay them?
No, they willingly pay him for pictures of them. Yes,
sucking his dick.
Yes. They pay to suck his dick and take pictures, and
God.
So we have this we have this this battle with but when we get to the thing, he is so famous. And is the most famous penis in the world. So once we do get to the gig or a club or we're doing a hosting thing together, he gets most of the girls, no matter, even though. What do you think about that? Do you think the girls, because it's a famous penis, that's why? Or do you think they really like it?
I think it's because they think, I want to be a porn star, and if I suck Ron Jeremy's dick, then this will lead me to the way. And it's like, no. No.
Oh,
all you're doing is sucking an old guy's dick.
Now. He has helped a lot of girls in the business. But it amazes me that the guy is in the bathroom all night long, and we have to go get him to come on stage with us. We just did a show last night in Tampa, Florida, and it was at the Night Moves Adult Entertainment Awards.
Uh-huh.
And it was myself, Ron Jeremy, and Tegan Presley were the hosts. And we couldn't find Ron for a while, but we knew exactly where to go look for him, and it was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And there was a lot of girls there, as always, every year.
Oh my God. Do you ever... While they're waiting in line, though, do you ever say, come here, and, you know, do you ever fuck any of them or get them to suck your dick while they're waiting in line?
Yes.
Right answer.
Yes. Yeah, I don't mind, the crumbs. I'll take the crumbs.
What do they call it? Sloppy seconds.
Yeah. I try to catch them before they go in, so he's getting the sloppy seconds, but... But sometimes it doesn't work out that way.
Mm-mm. Anyway, Tony, it's about that time, because it's almost an hour up, so we're going to end the show now. But it's been great talking to you today. And thank you very much for your wonderful insight on your life. And,
thank you very much.
And advice.
You know, I do want to add real quick.
Go on.
If you want to find out anything else about me, it's all, my whole life is in the public, and it's on TonyBatman.com.
I was going to say that anyway. Carry on. Go on, man.
All you have to do is go there and just read it. And I even post pictures with it, too. We get about between 2 and 3 million people a month. So we've been working on that for years and years and years and years.
Dirty laundry. Laundry day was never this much fun.